Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we are going to be talking about workplace mental health. My guest, Betsy Schwartz, who is the director of the Center for Workplace Mental Health with the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. Betsy, maybe start out and talk about what you see as a situation in our country right now when it comes to mental health in the workplace.
Certainly. Thank you, Maria. Thank you for inviting us to participate. So we know that workplace mental health is more important now than ever before. Employees are actually demanding that companies pay attention to mental health. I've even heard stories from major Fortune 500 companies who say that in their recruitment process, employees are now asking about mental health. We've seen a significant change just since COVID. Before COVID, there was a lot less recognition of mental health problems, but especially because I think during COVID, so many people experienced mental health challenges. Now it's much more prevalent, more acceptable to be willing to talk about it.
What are some of the signs of mental health issues at work?
So basically, we know that signs can fall into several different categories, but what's important to realize is that signs are different for every single person. So what may look like something in one person could be totally different in another. And also that it's not any one thing that's a variable, but rather a combination of factors and or a change. So if someone, for example, always came to work very cheerful and was the life of the conversation and now is withdrawn and you can see a marked change in how they're acting, then that's could be a sign. Or someone, for example, who was always on time, always made deadlines, who now is having difficulty concentrating, who may be arriving late, who may be missing deadlines, that also is a sign. And so the categories really fall into what we call mood, behavior, thinking, or appearance. So someone who always comes to work sharp as a tack, who's all of a sudden coming to work looking less put together, or someone who's tired and not able to think as clearly. So whenever there's a combination of signs or symptoms, especially if they're over a prolonged period, then it's important for a coworker or a manager to have the courage and tools to be able to be helpful.
We have just come through an incredibly divisive political season, which is, I know, has been difficult in our workplace, in a news space. But talk about just for a minute how we can all work together in this kind of space to make things better at this particular point in time.
Well, I think that regardless of this time, because of the election or just any time, it's important for employees and managers and all people in a workplace to respect boundaries and to stay focused on the work. So if someone wants to talk politics, I think it's appropriate to just go back to work and really focus, say, I'd love to hear your ideas. Maybe we can find another time when we have the time to discuss that. But right now, I need to meet this deadline or I need to focus on what I'm working on.
Are you finding that employers have the resources they need to actually accomplish the goal of having a really mentally healthy workplace?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because we have a program called Notice, Talk, Act at Work that's really helpful in addressing the concerns of employers. So Notice, Talk, Act at Work was created about 3 years ago, and many Fortune 500 and smaller companies are using it because it's such an easy way of educating employees. You know, we can't really assume that everybody feels comfortable having a conversation with either someone they supervise or with a coworker. While we all have the best of intentions and we want to be helpful, we know that if we don't really feel comfortable, we may be reticent to ask the question. So Notice, Talk, Act at Work gives managers and colleagues the tools to know what to recognize, how to notice when there's maybe a challenge, and how to have a conversation, what to say that's helpful and what's to say that's not so helpful. And finally, how to encourage the person to get appropriate help, whether that's using the company resources or the community resources at large.
You mentioned that more employees are reaching out saying that they need more resources. They're actually more open about their mental health. But are you finding that employers are feeling the same way and they're actually open to that, or are some of them just stuck in their old ways of thinking?
Actually, we've seen a dramatic change in the last few years. Companies who were reticent are now realizing that they can no longer afford to try to ignore mental health. I mean, the impact on productivity, on absenteeism or presenteeism. And the other major factor that's affecting the workplace so much is employee engagement. There's a lot of research that speaks to the fact that an employee who's not engaged at work is not as productive. And clearly, engagement correlates with well-being and feeling productive and having purpose in your job. There's a lot of research that also supports that employees who understand the purpose of what they're doing and are motivated by that and therefore more engaged.
If you could go back for a minute to the conversation that we should be having with each other, employers should be having with their employees. How do we go about having that conversation, first of all? I mean, is there a way to start having the conversation? And then what would we be saying? What kinds of words, phrases, questions, or how do we approach it? I think we're all a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Yes. So we start by just saying, I'm concerned about you. If you're a supervisor, you can say, I've noticed that you usually aren't missing deadlines, or you aren't usually coming into work late. And now I'm just concerned and I wonder if something's going on. And then the most important thing is to be quiet and let the in-person tell you if they want to talk. They may say, no, actually, everything's fine. And then all you can say is, well, I'm here for you when and if you ever want to talk. It also depends on what you're noticing about a coworker or an employee. You know, is it serious, or are they, is it something that you can watch over time and see if it continues?
You mentioned that sense of purpose and the importance of that. I think we all can understand that. But I'm wondering if there is a disconnect when an employer doesn't realize that their employee doesn't have that sense of purpose. They think that's a valuable employee, but that employee isn't feeling that. How can employers, supervisors, make sure that employees are feeling that sense of purpose and then they will be more engaged?
Ask, number one, is, and also to make sure that when you give an employee a project, whether it's huge or small, to explain the end game, like to make sure that the employee understands why they're doing what they're doing and what impact it will have in the larger scheme of things.
All right. Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
Just the importance of overall culture of well-being, and that companies who may be reticent and not know where to start, do something. It's always important to just start and then build on your successes. And also realize that creating a culture of well-being is not something you can do on one day. It has to be a consistent action that follows through over time, and that leadership plays an important role in that. A leader can really help normalize any kind of mental health concern.
And again, where can people find those important resources that you mentioned earlier?
On our website, the Center for Workplace Mental Health also has a link to our training, Notice, Talk, Act at Work. And there are other resources available on that website.
Betsy, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks.
My guest today has been Betsy Schwartz. She's the director for the Center for Workplace Mental Health. And thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. You can find more health and fitness tips on our socials. Find us on Instagram at Moving Maria and on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.
At Select Health, we believe health insurance should be simple. And when we say simple, we mean simple. So we'll get right to the point. We'll never stop working to provide you with clear, easy-to-understand coverage and benefits that give you faster, better access to care. Because helping you get the care you need is the entire reason we exist. It's really that simple. Select Health. Insurance made simple. Learn more at selecthealth.org.